Well, Jim Bentley, after a 3-0 defeat at the weekend, you wanted a response and you got one tonight.
Certainly did. That was the main thing. You know, there's no one more wounded than me. Got the lads in earlier today. Had a good 25 minutes with them before the game, what I expected. I keep going on about this fine line. It was a fine line tonight. I think it was a fine line Saturday. I think 3-0 flattered Exeter, but you get what you get in football. If you don't put the ball in the back of the net one end, then you leave yourself wide open at the other. And that's certainly what we did on Saturday, just a touch on Saturday, because I didn't speak to you, because I needed time to gather my thoughts. And you know, as I say, I was a little bit uptight, but you know, if we take our chances, Kevin Addison's had an unbelievable chance, Louis even more. If you go 1-0 up, it's a totally different ball game. But they come with a game plan. They did similar to us what we did to York the week before, and sat in and you know, got the break away. We just a little bit too wide open for my liking. Unfortunately, we're 1-0 behind, and then we opened up and tried to get on the ball and pass it, which is difficult on this pitch. I think everyone appreciate that, and certainly one or two sit behind the dugouts will have to appreciate that it's not always going to be pretty. But you know, we were disappointed to lose the game, but as you say, we got a response tonight. We were nice and disciplined, hard working. It wasn't pretty at times. We got a little bit of luck, and that's the fine line I talk about with regards to the corner and Stewie getting the header in and an own goal scored. But then after that, they've opened up and we picked them up once or twice. We could have got in, great move from a counter attack where Jack Redshaw was probably onside, could have gone through clean 1-on-1. Jordan Burrow's gone through 1-on-1, could have slipped it to Kevin, scored. But fortunately, we got the second goal, which we needed in the end, because the only blip on the evening for me is to concede so late on. And, you know, I go on about clean sheets. I love clean sheets. I love the lads getting them. You know, we've kept quite a few this season, and that certainly should have been another one. But we got the 3 points. We got the response, and that's the main thing.
Nice to get a bit of luck for once as well with the own goal.
Yeah, again, that's it. You need it. I keep going on fine lines. Every game's tight. It doesn't matter who you play. We see it in up and down the country, and you know, anyone's capable of beating anyone else. We knew all the shots are fighting for their lives. They've come here today. That, you know, for me, with the players they've got, I think they're a little bit, you know, in a false position, but that's football. That's where they are, because, you know, overall they haven't been good enough. But they've got good players. We knew it would be a tough game. They're strong, physical, they're direct. You know, they play for set plays, got a little bit of pace out wide. And we expected a difficult game. They certainly given us that, but we got that little bit of luck when we needed it to get the own goal and get our noses in front, which is the most important goal, I always say, is the first one. We have bounced back this season a couple of times from going 1-0 behind, but I just thought tonight, certainly with in front of our home crowd, we needed the first goal to get them behind us. And it was a bit of a quiet, you know, although the Aldershot fans in the far corner sang for about 95 minutes. It was a little bit quiet, and once we got that goal, the fans got behind us. And as I say, unfortunately, we got the second goal, because the only blip on the evening is not to keep a clean sheet, but absolutely made up with the response that I got and the 3 points. Big 3 points for us.
It was a big 3 points, because it takes you 12 points clear of Aldershot, which takes you past the 40-point mark as well.
That's right, we're up to 42 now, so you know, it was important that we put more and more distance. You know, people might say to you, I'm negative, but you've got to make sure that you put the teams below you to bed before you start trying to pick off the ones in front of you, because that will obviously happen naturally if you're winning games. But it's important that we got the result tonight, because we're at home. You know, if we would have lost tonight, we could have got sucked back in there. But it's given us, 12 points and 13 over AFC Wimbledon. A little bit more distance in between the likes of Plymouth and Accrington and what have you. But we've moved up a couple, I believe. I think we've gone above Wickham. So, you know, we go to the top of the table on Saturday. The pressure's off us a little bit more. Everyone in the country will be expecting Port Vale to beat us. But we know in there that we're confident. We've just taken 9 points from the last 12. We've won our last two away games. We scored a couple of good goals. And, you know, I think, what's that? 8 goals we scored in the last four games as well. So, you know, why not go there with confidence and hopefully build on what we've been doing.